Hello and welcome to another Orbit, the daily devotional from the youth team at St. Mary's Reigate. I'm Martin Saunders. Each day we give you a short passage of the Bible to reflect on, a way of putting it into practice in your life, and a chance to pray and reflect. At the moment we're working our way through Paul's letter to the Romans as the writer continues to explain some of the most central ideas of the Christian faith to the early church. The Bible reading today is Romans chapter 12 and verses 17 to 21. Over the last few days, we've been working through Paul's list in Romans 12, describing what it practically looks like to love one another. And today we reach the final section of that passage. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, "It is mine to avenge, I will repay," says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. I wonder if peace, the word peace, has slightly lost its meaning. Growing up in the West, living through the longest continuous period of domestic peace since Roman times, it's perhaps hard for us to understand how historically fortunate we are to enjoy living in a time without war and conflict. But had we lived in almost any other time, or in almost any other place, we'd have a much better understanding of what it means to live with the threat of peace being taken away. Jesus and Paul are, as always, at one on this. Peace is part of the gospel, and peace is good for the gospel. Jesus called the peacemakers blessed in his Sermon on the Mount, and now Paul tells us to live at peace with everyone. Partly this is because obviously the opposite of peace is war and conflict, and these definitely aren't the tools of God's kingdom, but it's also because the Christian faith is much more transmittable in a time of pandemic, let's say more contagious, in an atmosphere of love, not hate and fear. So, with the prize of spreading the faith always at the forefront of his mind, Paul encourages the Roman Christians to do whatever they can to keep the peace, even by acting kindly to their enemies or refusing to take revenge when it might seem fair to do so. By living this way, they cause everyone around them to realise that there's something amazing and special, even supernatural, about this group of people who can keep their heads when all around them are losing theirs. When we refuse to buy into the culture of anger, revenge, and violence around us, and Rome was full of all these things, we become a shining light within it. And it's the same for us today. We can buy into a culture that loves to trash and shame people, that insists we can always be right, that the world spins around us, or we can live differently, laying down our need to be at the centre of our world. And if you think that sounds tough, just imagine what Paul was really asking of the Roman church. These were the same Roman Christians that were persecuted to the point of being fed to lions in the arena. They had plenty to feel aggrieved about, plenty of rights being infringed, plenty of reasons to take revenge. Instead, they loved their enemies even as they were being killed by them. And as a result, the entire Roman Empire eventually swung over to become the cornerstone of the global church. God can do an awful lot when we choose the way of peace. So you might want to join me in praying this prayer, and it's something a bit different today. We're going to read the famous prayer of St. Francis of Assisi. See if it speaks to you as we pray through it. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring love. Where there is offence, let me bring pardon. Where there is discord, let me bring union. Where there is error, let me bring truth. Where there is doubt, let me bring faith. Where there is despair, let me bring hope. Where there is darkness, let me bring your light. Where there is sadness, let me bring joy. O Master, let me not seek as much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that one receives. It is in self-forgetting that one finds. It is in pardoning that one is pardoned. It is in dying that one is raised to eternal life. Amen. Well, it's just now a chance for you to pray, reflect on that prayer maybe, or listen to God in a few moments of silence. Each day on Orbit, we provide you with a simple challenge, something to do, which helps you to put this little thought into action. And here's today's. Perhaps yesterday you took up the challenge of showing kindness to someone with whom you haven't always enjoyed a great relationship. So you can see this today as a continuation of that, if you like, or choose a different person or situation. So today, try to take a step to repair a broken relationship. If there's someone who you've fallen out with or have lost touch with because the relationship became a bit difficult, do something deliberate today to help mend that relationship. Send them a note or a text or give them a call. Be a peacemaker. And so make sure that you're offering an unconditional hand of friendship, not seeking to stoke or continue the argument or be right. If you want to get in touch and let us know how that went or talk to us about anything else, you can always email martin.saunders@stmaryreigate.org. We will be back with another edition of Orbit on Monday. Thanks for taking part today.